microcap altcoin set to move.
This project is set to launch its AI software into several multi-billion dollar industries.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing a microcap AI altcoin that is set to launch their new software into several multi-billion dollar industries.
Microcap, but part of the NVIDIA Inception program, which is a significant step above the NVIDIA developer program, as we've discovered in the past. And they've been around for several years now. Building. And now is the perfect time because they are about to embed themselves into these multi-billion dollar industries. It's what they're doing is going to empower a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. One good strategy in crypto, just in general, whether you're looking at large caps, small caps, micro caps, is find one, established projects, like you just said, that have been around for years with real teams, docs, all that kind of stuff, with legitimate partnerships like the NVIDIA Inception Accelerator program. And two, ones that are about to do a massive pivot or a massive change or launch like a huge new platform, right? Because a lot of the time people have not done their research and they're not aware of, they just think, oh, it's just what it used to be, right?
Yeah.
Market cap, 4 million, tiny, right?
Yeah, been around for a while, dead project.
Yeah. But then you look into it, you know, maybe it's not on the website yet. Maybe you have to go into the Telegram group. Maybe you have to go into the Discord. Maybe you have to listen to the AMA. Maybe you have to do a little bit of work.
That requires work.
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people are not willing to do. That's why we're here for you to sift through the research.
Yeah.
But when you discover a project like this one that is about to do a massive pivot, not only with the project, but also with the token, and launch itself into a host of multi-billion dollar industries, each which can be disrupted using their AI software in different ways, plus the fact they have potential partnerships lined up in each one of these verticals, that is where you can find undervalued crypto projects. And obviously, this is not financial advice. I'm just thinking that, in my opinion, the market cap doesn't match their insane plan for the next 6 to 12 months.
There's not a lot of projects doing what this one is doing. And the other thing we've learned through our research is that it's one of the few projects that will actually be generating revenue. A lot of revenue with their subscription model. And I like it because I see the utility and I see how it can be. I can see how it applies to my everyday life. For me personally, I could see myself using this.
Yep.
And will be using it when it's fully launched and we get into all this. But they've been now around for 5+ years, empowering movement through Web3 and AI. They're in 160 countries already. They have 80,000 users. And then they also have, like, as we get more into what this software is doing, they've analyzed over 40,000 plus different videos to kind of generate all this information, data available to users. So it's like one of these other projects we've talked about in the past, like FXI. And they're using like that data to like figure out the strike force and all these things. Well, they're doing that for sports betting. But they're also using the same technology for like smart cities and a whole bunch of other things as well, which is really crazy stuff.
So the name of the project we're talking about today is Dot Moves, and the ticker is MOOV. Now, as Josh said, this project has been around for multiple years. They started out as basically just an AI-powered fitness program Now, they have an app that's live on the iOS and Android app stores, so it's available for all mobile devices. This was basically curating custom fitness plans, nutrition plans, all kinds of everything fitness, nutrition, and that's been live. So you can actually check that their old app out. They've had this. They launched that in the previous bull market. They survived all through the bear market. But now what they're doing is they're bringing out a new array of AI-powered softwares that are going past just the fitness and the nutrition. They're using AI software to track movement across the board. And by tracking, say, you know, someone boxing or running or humans walking in a city or sports analytics, like you just mentioned, there's a whole plethora of use cases that can be, you know, realized when Dotmoves launched their new software. And when we go through all the real world use cases that they have partnerships ready to launch in each of them, you're going to see why we say this is a micro cap altcoin ready to move.
So using this proprietary artificial intelligence software that's going to be implemented into all these different industries and category, multi-billion dollar ones at that. Let's use one of them as an example, like an at-home physio. So you can do exercises and it will detect where you're a little bit weaker and determine and like do an assessment of where you should be focusing the exercise to ensure that you don't see any injuries, improve your strength, etc. When you go to the gym, we go to the gym and like, you know, we're doing like bicep curls, for example. You might feel like you're doing it equally, but there's probably one arm that's doing it a little bit more. Your left shoulder's probably raising a little bit that you're not aware of, and it's going to lead to like back problems, everything. You'll be able to see this on your TV screen and show you like, look, you're out of alignment. This area is now being caused like an injury. This area is weak. So think of the implications there for the entire like physio industry, personal training sessions, even just like high athletic, like sport athletes, you know, when they're training, they want to be dialed in. They want the best and most accurate information. Mm. You know, I can really see this being used in athletics like crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And there's there's a bunch of use cases, but two ones that I think are just a natural that are going to work for sure is piggybacking off that one is the sports analytics for betting, right?
Yeah.
We know how massive sports betting is. We talked about that previous project, FXI, which was doing AI for tracking athletes and combat sports and all that kind of stuff. Well, Dotmoves, this is just one of their many feathers in their cap. So they're using the same AI-powered software to track all kinds of sports, and they're going to be partnering with betting softwares and betting companies to offer different odds or edges on odds. And as a subscription service at the betting companies who are raking in billions, they're going to be jumping all over this. And then when you take that further into studying human movements, I think what we're seeing is maybe not so much over here in North America, but you're starting to see in Asia, and it will slowly come here, the rise of these smart cities, right? Mm. There's, you know, whether you like it or not,
whether you think
it's a Black Mirror episode or not, governments, surveillance, cameras, the motion of people, and even just like they're, you know, building new ways of transportation, how to direct traffic, people, cars. The cameras and their motion and the surveillance all tracked by AI. This is just another thing that the Dotmoves AI software can do, and that they're going to be able to partner with governments, municipalities, cities in order to implement all of these ways to build up smart cities using AI.
Yeah, and like there is a safety feature to that, which I do like the way, you know, some of the lights, let's say, for example, you're speeding through, it will know there's this one person walking along the road or this car is going too fast and it needs to change the lights at a certain time. So it's like there's safety features as well with it. I know the AI tracking sounds a bit scary,
but even just like security.
Yeah.
For, you know, say it's an office building at night, they got AI powered surveillance and, you know, maybe it's going a step further than, you know, all these old cameras. You see these security footage, it's like, how is it so pixelated and old?
Yeah, you can't even tell who they are.
This is next gen. It's like AI can, you know, immediately tell who it is and tell where they're going, all this kind of stuff.
Based off of their walking pattern, it'd be like, oh, that's this guy.
You'd be like, oh, his left leg's a little bit weaker than his right leg.
Yeah. Here, now use our physio app.
Exactly.
So the good thing is, like, this will be able to generate money because of the business-to-business side and the business-to-customer side through these subscription models. And just to maybe go back to the physio at-home healthcare. This is a $100 billion plus industry. I'm referring to the insurance side of things. Insurance will cover the cost of these subscription models. Right. So it's not relying on users having to pay these fees. You can rely now on your whoever you're currently using for any of your you know, going to the dentist or whatever, your plans.
Yeah, right.
Your medical plans to cover you for these things. So this project could see a lot of revenue coming through.
And one of the cool things they're doing in kind of a first launch for this technology is this, I think it's called AI All-Stars live stream battle. So the way that it works, this is all using the .move software, is, for example, you can have two people at home at their home boxing gyms, you know, with the bag, and they live stream against each other punching the bag, and then you have the software tracking the number of punches, the power of the punches, and then it's like a video game because it's like, all right, first person to land this many blows at this, and people are watching, and you can, it's like a contest to win crypto potentially, or you can tip them if they win. So it's, and that can be extrapolated out to, I don't know, a whole bunch of different things. What if it's who can kick the most goals in a soccer net, or who can hit the most home runs? It's all powered by this AI tracking, sports tracking software, dot moves. People can watch it. So you could have, you know, think of the possibilities. You could have global, you know, sporting stars that you follow that have millions of followers. Maybe it's like spring training or off season, and they're going to obviously just hypotheticals here, but Messi versus Ronaldo in a live soccer match, just doing penalty shots, and it's all tracked by the software, so you can see who's kicking it the hardest, who's kicking it in the top corner. That's pretty cool.
I can see myself using it for golf.
Yeah, we need it.
I can see for my, oh, my knee keeps jutting out, and I can get that sorted out.
Yeah.
18,000 holders already, or not already, should I say, but like over the course of the year. So like, that's one of those projects typically you see with like a $100 million project has 20,000 holders. So pretty substantial there. And then there's a bunch of different tiers. Yeah, I mentioned this in one of our other episodes. Like, I'm looking for projects now that are pay you out. You know, I'm tired of like holding coins that don't provide me a staking.
Right.
You know, I want to get paid out. Do a BitTensor, do a CoreDAO, all these other things. So they have these three tiers. So the first one, tier one, staking rewards for 6 months, you get 100% yield. Pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that's really good.
They have another one, tier one. This is like an active user. So you get a 50% discount on the tech for staking it for 1 month. And then the last one is tier three. So 2 weeks, you become a DAO maker, a DAO member, sorry, and you claim shared revenue.
Yeah, right.
So it's three different ways you can stake for different periods of time, but you see different benefits.
Yeah, I like
which
it.
Are really cool, which is really cool.
And they've also just started the process of a token migration, which has added more security features and, you know, cleared up some vulnerabilities with the past kind of system that they were on. So the Move token is now moved over. So I think you still have, people have 12 months to migrate their tokens. Right. So it's not like anyone that previously owned it, or if you buy it right now, you're going to get, boom, you're going to lose your tokens. But just do be aware that they have improved the security of the smart contract with their token migration. The Move, the old Move token has been migrated to a new smart contract address. I'm sure you can find all that information on their social media, on their website. Obviously, be careful for scam links and stuff when you're bridging your tokens, but that is something to be aware of. And it just, again, it shows a project that has been building for a long time, who is building for years to come, by saying, look, we've got this new, more secure contract. Here it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at the tokenomics. I like how much of it is dedicated, the liquidity is dedicated towards the ecosystem, hence why they're able to operate in all these different verticals and reward the users and the people contributing to the platform. So a lot of unique things. I think when the partnerships start hitting in all these industries and they start earning money through these subscription models, I think, you know, .move is one of those projects looking to move.
For sure. I mean, look, tiny market cap. It's in that red hot AI sector. A project that's ready to build and make money, subscription, partnerships. Yeah, this is looking like a pretty, pretty good entry for Dot Moves. Obviously not financial advice. We're just sharing something that we personally own. We both have a bag of Dot Move. We think it's a pretty cool project. So if you have any questions about Dot Move, let us know in the comments. We'll make sure to keep you guys updated.
Then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.